This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Go Go Gadget Podcast! It's episode 124 of Sunday Supplement.
Go Go Gadget Podcast.
Yes, Inspector Gadget used to say that, and things would appear from his personage. So he'd say Go Go Gadget Copter, and his helicopter would come out of his hat. When I say Go Go Gadget Podcast, a podcast comes out my arse.
What was it? No, I'm thinking of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles who had the brain in somebody's stomach.
What?
You know, the pink brain in somebody's stomach?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, right?
Yeah.
Their evil guy, not called Shredder. I don't know, maybe called Shredder.
Shredder had, like, armour on and, like, spikes on his hands.
But he was a little pink brain. He looked a bit like evil candy floss.
Oh, his boss. Yeah, his boss. That's true.
Yeah, Shredder's boss. And he was in the tummy.
Right.
So always, I was a bit scared about eating candy floss as a kid.
Wasn't the villain in Inspector Gadget, you just saw his hand, and it was a green hand.
Yeah, and wasn't he a toad? No, I'm thinking of Mickey Mouse. I'm not thinking of Mickey Mouse, I'm thinking of Danger Mouse. There's a toad in that.
There's a toad in that, but no, you just saw his green hand, didn't you?
Yeah, stroking a kitty cat.
Did he?
One of them had a white cat.
Oh, I'm confused. You're thinking of Blofeld.
No, I'm not. I'm not thinking of him. It was done in cartoons before James Bond.
Yeah, right.
No, that's how it works, you see. I saw that before then, therefore it is.
Right.
Timelines.
Well, I suppose it's all relative in that sense.
I'm not related to anybody.
You're not related to Danger Mouse.
No, I'm not. You're related to Penfold.
Yep. I'll line them up and you knock them down.
Yay! Well, you are. You look just like Penfold. You need little round glasses and to grow a bit.
I've got little round glasses.
You're avoiding the subject of our podcast. Hello, if you haven't heard us before.
No, I'm not. I was explaining where our podcast comes from.
What, your bottom?
Yes.
But hang on, there's a bit in it called Article or Farcical, and the farcical comes out of my bottom. So you're saying that my bottom is in your bottom?
Yes. We're like a Russian doll.
Admittedly, I prefer my bottom being in your bottom to your bottom being in my bottom.
Talking of bottoms being in bottoms, did you get a paper with supplements in it?
No.
Liar.
I didn't.
What did you get?
I got the Sunday Sport. There are no supplements in it. It's just one big crazed tit of a supplement.
So you've lost already?
I have lost already, but okay. I couldn't resist it. Mainly because I was in a queue with two old women.
Well, it appears that we forgot we needed to get newspapers this week because I got the People.
Oh no, can we just do something else? I've got a Coke can here. It says minimum taste, no sugar. What Coke can is it? What type of Coke?
Zero.
Nope.
Oh, it's the gold one.
Nope.
Oh, it's diet then.
Maximum taste, no sugar. I think it said minimum taste, no sugar, which makes no sense. It's just water. No, maximum taste, no sugar. What brand is that?
Diet, I would have thought then.
No.
Oh. What then?
Pepsi.
Oh,
Pepsi
you said it was
Max.
Coke. You said it was Coke, not cola.
You can't say it's Coke.
No. No. If you'd have said it was a cola, then I could have decided it was some sort of
Pepsi.
Yeah,
but you wouldn't have so narrow-minded.
Go, go, gadget, cut out and keep.
No, no, you can't do that again. No, I'm not having it.
Well.
I'm not having it. Up with this, I will not put.
All right,
no,
then.
No gadgets.
Well, okay.
Unless I get to go, woo-hoo.
Well, you can do that if you want, depending on what gadget you use. See, I made a dirty joke.
You're filthy.
Talking of dirty jokes, we should explain to our overseas readers that your paper
is the Sunday Sport. Now, the Sunday Sport really features part of the anatomy, which is the very antithesis to sports, namely breasts.
Yeah.
There are no sports involving breasts where breasts are a bonus, apart from mud wrestling, I suppose.
Is that a sport?
It's an activity.
It's basically a Pirelli calendar with made-up stories next to it.
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's the best Sunday paper you could possibly get.
Well, depends what you want from a Sunday paper, I suppose.
Well.
Breasts and made-up stories. So yes, you're right. It's
Yeah. I mean, it's just brilliant.
I've got a pull-out section.
Bet you do.
Called the 2011. You said that as though it was dirty, and it's not even
I've been
dirty.
Reading the Sunday Sport. Everything's dirty.
Okay. Anyway, it's the 2011 Mystic Special. learn tarot, read palms, understand numerology.
Why is it this your
Because of this, interpret dreams. There's a double-page spread of how to interpret your dreams, which must be scientific. Must be.
Definitely, definitely. I've seen Inception, but I couldn't get those hours back.
I haven't seen it, so I can't comment. Throughout history, people have searched to find the meaning of dreams. Physiologically, dreams are described as a response to neural processes occurring during sleep. Psychologically, they are interpreted as reflections of the subconscious mind. And spiritually, dreams can be seen as messages from gods, from the deceased, or from the soul, or as predictions of the future.
It can also be seen as what you need to buy the next day at Tesco's. They can also be seen as a metaphor for someone else's life. They can also be seen as a really, really, really tedious waste of time.
Do you know there are several ways of maximising your sleep dream potential? It's a widely held belief, apparently, that the ideal position for a good night's sleep is on the right-hand side of the bed. The bed should face north-south so that the body can make maximum use of the lines of magnetism running from
Jesus.
The poles.
Oh, you're making me angry.
Try running your hands in cold water before going to bed to remove surplus static.
Now, Simon, why isn't this your humdinger? Why are you hurting me with this? Why do you think that this is worth cutting out and keeping? You can't win with this. I won't let you. It's just not fair.
But it tells you what all the things you dream about mean. So if you dream that you're blind,
yeah,
apparently it means...
You got your eyes shut?
No, it rarely indicates actual physical blindness.
Right, because you'd think you'd notice that before you went to sleep.
It's gone dark. Oh no, I'm going to sleep. Generally, it's perceived more as a symbol of a lack of awareness about something.
Oh, so you're blind to something.
It's very clever, isn't it? Oh. If you dream of church...
Yeah.
It could symbolise that your prayers are being answered.
Or you're about to die.
Yeah, or it could also mean that you need spiritual nourishment.
Have you ever needed spiritual nourishment? I mean, those crackers they give away at the church are good.
You mean the body of Christ?
Yes, that's spiritual nourishment. Literally.
Well, they're not that filling.
It depends how many you eat. You can go in early on Sunday, just scoff all of Jesus in one. Like the Cookie Monster. I go, no, I'm really holy and get pissed.
Me like host.
They should do, instead of doing like, because I don't particularly like the wine they do at the church, right? Instead of doing that, why don't they make Jesus black pudding?
Yeah, okay. That is the best thing in my papers this week.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm tempted to do a randomised, as guys already just go pick a page. But on page 4 of the Sunday Sport, we've got couple have sex on M62 with pictures.
Really?
Ooh. Banger at it. The couple enjoy a romp on the hard shoulder. They've even got a picture of her with a speech bubble. They're doing it doggy style, and they've got a little warning sign over the genital area. And there's a little bubble, speech bubble of her saying, "You're in the wrong lane."
Oh, God.
I know, it's amazing.
No, see, that's worse than anything I've just
talked
about.
On the hard shoulder of one of Britain's busiest motorways to protest about petrol prices.
Now, are the photos a reconstruction?
No, they're real. There's just people having sex on the motorway.
Bollocks.
And they've tried to make it about the news. It says, several witnesses have told us that they were shouting some protest about fuel prices. Maybe this is really into that. Maybe that's just how she comes.
No, I suspect they misheard the word pump. It's article or farcical, and this isn't going to be too difficult for me this week, is it? Where every headline is made up.
Yeah, but you have to understand that I'm not filthy like the Sunday Sport, so it's going to be easy for you to pick up which one I've left out.
You're not filthy by arse.
I'm not filthy like your arse.
That's, yeah, exactly what I said, yeah.
We shouldn't keep so much stuff out of it. You know, if you keep on putting gadgets up your arse so you can run away from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles...
Yeah, go on, finish that thought. Go on, I dare you.
You're going to end up with a sore bum. I don't
right,
know.
There we go. So this is where I have to pick out one made-up fallacious article from three other made-up fallacious articles.
Which are in the Sunday Sport this week. So, Simon, is this an article or is this a farcical? Boob sleigh.
Boob sleigh.
Yes.
As in bobsleigh.
Yes.
Right. I'm not even going to ask what that's about.
Okay, maybe the readers can guess.
Or is it about Buffy being in the Buffy.
Ah, no. On top, down, under.
On top, down, under.
Oh, this is quite good. This is one where they photograph people having sex again whilst waiting for flood relief in Brisbane.
I'll give her flood relief. Oh, God. Go on, number three.
Doing my breast for the environment.
Right. Okay. Are they all sexual?
Yeah. It's the Sunday Sport. I don't think there is a... Hang on, is this one? This isn't an article or a farcical, this is just a story. A British man claims to have kept the same piece of chicken wedged between two of his back teeth for 6 years.
Nice, bet that doesn't smell.
Howard Walters, 54, believes that his achievement is some kind of record. He contacted the Sunday Sport yesterday on getting a bit of chicken trapped in his teeth. Bachelor Howard from Reading said it was from a kebab. You may think I'm just an old drunk, but I'm not.
So in other
That's
words,
the full story.
A journalist who had to fill three lines of space had a bit of chicken stuck in his teeth. Approaching deadline. So number four.
Okay, number four. Finally, is this an article or is this a farcical? Itsy bitsy teeny weeny Rose's camel toe bikini.
Oh, God. Who's Rose?
Rosie, she's a Coronation Street actress.
And she's had a photograph taken of her with a long lens in a bikini, I take it.
No, it's not that long a lens.
Right, well, that's clearly an article.
Okay.
So I'm going to disregard that straight away. I am drawn to boob sleigh. See, I can't say that sentence.
You're drawn to boob sleigh?
Yeah.
You haven't seen the pictures. Naked women doing bobsleigh for the 2012 Olympics.
So you've basically given me the answer there. That is, so I can disregard that as well. So it's a case of toss up, for want of a better word, between on top, down, under, and doing my breast for the environment. On top, down, under is the one you've made up.
So do you agree with Simon or do you disagree with Simon? If you agree with Simon, you are wrong.
Ugh.
On top, down, under is a genuine story with a genuine picture of some bums. So there we go. Itsy bitsy teeny weeny Rose's camel toe bikini, also a real article. Doing my breast for the environment, also a real article. And
what?
It shows a picture of a woman crushing Coke cans between her breasts.
You hoodwinked me.
And then bobsleigh. Well, I gave you a massive clue, Simon. The bobsleigh is not in the summer games, is it? It's a winter sport.
Sharp.
You're an idiot.
Let's delve into the mailbag. And doing the Sunday Sport this week, that's the wrong phrase to use entirely.
It really is. If you delve into any mailbag, you'll just find a bit of chicken left in someone's teeth.
It is just soft porn, isn't it?
Very, very soft.
Dear Izzy, brackets, pass this on to Simon when he comes out of hibernation along
with
all his small
furry
friends.
Why have you been opening my mail?
Because it was sent to me. I must take issue with your abuse of accents on a recent podcast.
What?
You tried to squirm out of it, and wishy-washy weakling Simon let you get away with it. But your listeners expect more from you, Ms. L. You distorted the rule when you said that if you were doing an accent, then Simon was also guilty, since he had the same accent you were doing. The rule is not about having an accent, it's about doing an accent. If, for example, Simon spoke with a proper American accent, like all right-thinking people, and you imitated it, you would still be guilty of doing an accent. I'm sure you would do it wonderfully, but it would still break the time-honoured rules of your beloved podcast. As it's the new year and you are a superior sort of person, I urge you to be big about this and accept your defeat with the good grace that only the gracious can offer. Best wishes to you all, including the kitties, Dave, brackets Mark.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, he's right.
No, he's not right. He's an American who's taken upon himself to impose his colonial rule over England.
He's from
and
Paris.
I have to say, what?
He's from Paris.
What?
Yeah.
Well, even worse, he's French. You can't listen to what the French say. You should do that with a French accent, Simon. All the way through, just do it with a French accent, and then say the word merde over and over again.
I believe I did tell you off many times for doing an accent. I didn't let you off. I may have edited out the half-hour rant about it.
You edited out all my good accent bits as well.
No, I really didn't.
You edited out the bit where I did all over the country.
I've had much fun this week.
Much fun.
Saying the name Marco Fu in a Bristolian accent.
What do you mean, in a Bristolian accent? You just did it.
How did I do it?
You just said Marco Fu in your accent.
No,
which
it goes.
Apparently I'm not allowed to imitate.
Yeah, I was hoping you'd fall into my trap. But it's fun. Here we go. Ready? I shall suspend the rule for a minute. You ready?
Yeah.
Marco Fu. Your go.
Marco Fu.
Marco Ear. Fu. No. No. If you want to write to us, it's sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. It's the randomizer, guys, that I've already won because you don't have any supplements for me to randomly choose.
The whole Sunday sport is a supplement.
No, it's not.
It is.
How could the whole thing be a supplement to itself?
Because it's not the real paper. It's full of tits.
It's still a paper. It hasn't. Bits don't fall out of it, do they? That's the point. Well, bits do fall out of it.
I mean, like there's stuff falling dress. Out of it all the way through it.
Yeah, see what we've done there? I've got Take It Easy. You can choose between page 1 and page 37.
I will choose page 14.
14. Oh, they haven't got numbers. Right, here we go. It's an advert for shoes, but next to it is how to get healthy and get happy.
Oh, yeah? How do you do that, then?
Top 10 mood boosters. Looks like you have to eat an apple by the picture, judging by it.
Well, that helps you get healthy.
Very quickly. Number 1, work out. Number 2, relax. Number 3, eat a healthy breakfast. Number 4, get outside. Number 5, eat wisely. Number 6, take vitamins. Number 7,
what?
Be positive.
Number 6, take vitamins?
Yeah.
What?
Multivitamin pills contain a variety of antioxidants that will help overall brain function. This is not a quick fix, though, and you need to take them over a prolonged period of time.
Oh, my God.
Number 8, get plenty of sleep. Number 9, be social. Number 10, and this is particularly relevant to you right now, take a breath. It's also got mood food.
Mood food?
Mood food.
Mood food.
You can have turkey, which got tryptophan in it. Bananas, which have also got tryptophan in them. Salmon.
Tryptophan.
Dark chocolate. Or apples.
Tryptophan is dark chocolate or apples. There's a big difference between those. And does it really explain turkey hasn't got dark chocolate or apples in it?
No, that was other things on the list.
Okay.
Tryptophan is an essential amino acid for the neurotransmitter serotonin.
Ah, I've heard of serotonin. That's nice. I like
serotonin. She's probably naked in your paper.
She also, she's also a presidential candidate in the next forthcoming election. So she shoots meese.
Moose. Shall I bother even trying to choose something? I'll win if I pick a page that doesn't have breasts.
What? That's impossible.
Ready?
Yeah.
22.
22. Sizzling hot, wild, down and dirty action. Every pack features 10 four-hour films. Pick up a bargain film at the ultimate adult sale.
Are there breasts?
That's about 26 breasts. Oh. Well, they have got gay men as well, which is quite nice. And opposite, there's an article saying, hubby caught wife bonking on iPhone and Dildo Express.
And there we have it. This is what I win this week. I really don't want to say this because of what you've got, but let's flop out the old humdongers.
Yeah. I've actually got a really bad one, which is done as a kind of fun story. Right. It's actually a bit horrible.
Okay.
And it's literally done as a sort of like, it says Chinese hookers to flood UK.
Right.
Chinese vice barons have signed a historic £2 million deal to supply hookers to the UK. All the business leaders signed above-board trade deals worth £2.6 billion and load two pandas to Edinburgh Zoo. Brit brothel keepers were keen to snap up the hard-working Chinese prozzies. Ugh. Which is a bit sort of ugh.
Yeah.
Flick O'Harrop of Vice Work, a hooker union that demands British sex work for British sex workers, said the UK hookers were faced being undercut, which is quite a serious issue in the sex trade. And then right at the end, just to really undermine the whole sort of like what's going on, it says, by way of clarification, she added, I don't do anal.
Oh God,
it's really quite scary, that,
because
most of the stories in here are a bit fun, a bit like, oh, people having sex in places they shouldn't, oh, man gets a bit of chicken stuck between his teeth, but that's a bit nasty. That's quite serious.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
I've got the 2011 Mystic Special, where you can learn tarot, read palms, understand numerology, or interpret dreams.
Wasn't this your cut out and keep?
No, because I'm doing numerology for my humdogger.
Oh, God, numerology sucks.
Do you know what it is?
Isn't it where they basically say that certain numbers mean stuff?
Yeah, but you've always got to boil it down to the lowest number it can be. So if you take your birthday, you add up all the numbers in your birthday, and then you take the number result and add up those numbers, and then you take the number of the result of that number and add them up until you've got one number. Yeah, so I've done that for my birthday, and my number is 7, and that's my life path number. and it means that I'm a perfectionist.
Right.
I'm affectionate. I'm perceptive. I'm a loyal friend.
And you're short.
I'm insecure. I dislike crowds and I'm secretive.
Aw. Well, that's not... Hang on, I want to do it. What do I have to do again?
Right, take your birthday.
Yeah.
So the whole number. Add up all the numbers.
Do you do the 19 part?
Yeah.
Okay, and do you do it as 1984 or do you
just... No, so you just 1984. Okay. Add it all up.
Hang on.
And then keep adding up until you get one number. Unless one of the double numbers is 11 or 22. Whilst you're doing that, I did my name.
You did your name?
And I came out with the number 5.
5?
And this is my destiny number.
Right.
And it means towards becoming a harbinger of change, freedom and progressive thought and action. So I'm secretive but progressive.
You're Henry Kissinger.
I dislike crowds, but I do like freedom. Isn't that weird? So what's your number?
I've added all mine up and it comes to 6.
6. You're nurturing, responsible, home lover, controlling, generous and interfering.
I am not. No. No! Sharp! I want to make cakes.
It's time to decide then who has the superior supplements this week, and it's not a contest.
No, it's not a contest. I already conceded. It's fine. Yeah.
So I've just wasted my last half hour of my life.
Yeah.
Thanks.
But, you know, you wasted it with me, and, you know, I want to set up a nice little house.
Do you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and you hate crowds, so I don't know. Simon, there's quite a few people listening to this.
He's trying to freak me out.
Yeah, there's like, imagine all their faces looking at you, judging, going, let's lock him up, because you like freedom, don't you? So Let's lock him up.
I'll just imagine them all naked, listening to me.
That's basically what my paper looks like.
So basically, it's a case of, do you want a paper with not really that good at articles in it, or do you want a paper full of breasts?
Breasts.
Yeah, maybe. So the newspaper you should have bought last Sunday was the
Sunday Sport.
People. No, you've already conceded. You can't now claim it back.
I've just thought you might like be nice to me, because let's face it, you've won 100% this year so far, and it's not fair.
I didn't win last week.
You said you did win last week. You even put on Twitter that you won last week. I had a little crisis of confidence. My confidence is so low.
No, you're winning again. You clearly didn't let me win last week. Absolutely. I'm not having that. No.
I was too busy making jam and chutneys and things and putting on my apron and trying not to interfere in my children's lives.
But it says you're interfering.
And I was trying not to, though, because I'm trying to improve myself. I'm trying to make my dates change so I could become a different person. I think I added that up, right? Hang on.
There's that new star sign, isn't there? Oliphantis or something. Timothy Oliphant.
What?
Astrology's come out with a new star sign for between bit in November and December called Timothy Oliphant, who was in Die Hard.
What?
It's called Ollie something, but I'm going to call it Timothy Oliphant because...
Okay.
Because that's funnier to me. Look it up. Google that shit, which is now my favourite saying at the moment. Google that shit.
Well, no, especially not if you... Well, actually, if our podcast comes out your bottom, then Googling the shit might work.
On which note, if you want to write to us, please do. It's sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. You can leave a message on our Facebook group wall. You can leave a message on our website, which is sundaysupplement.com. You can Twitter us @SiDone, SiGHDONE, or @Izzy_Lawrence, SiZI_LaWrence, or leave us a review on iTunes.
I got it wrong! No, wait! I'm not a 6!
Is that true? You've added that up?
Yeah, I've added it. It's because... First time round, I said, what's 6 plus 7?
It's 13.
Yeah, I know it's 13. I put 11. But this time round, I got it right. And now I'm a 9.
Okay, so you're now compassionate, trustworthy, generous, selfless, friendly, dramatic, and sensitive.
That is me. Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing? That actually works, Simon. I think I believe in numerology now.
Our theme tune is Got Carter by George Wood and is used with kind permission.